Hello, welcome to The Wire, where fresh coverage of independent news and current affairs from right around Australia comes to you on your local community radio station. I'm Roderick Chambers in Sydney, and coming up on the program today...
People want to know that when they are hit with an emergency, they're going to be able to call 000 and they'll be able to get through.
With trust in major telcos declining, younger people are now turning back to using landlines as a form of communication. This follows the outages we've had on 000 in recent months, making people rethink their reliance on their mobile phone. In an age dominated by smartphones and high-speed internet, a surprising research is brewing. With the latest 000 outage, trust in major telco providers is declining, and now more people are turning back to the landline for their source of communication, especially in emergencies. Once considered obsolete, these relics are finding new life amongst consumers craving reliability, privacy, and simple contact in a digital world. Thomas Kutis asked Carol Bennett, CEO of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, just what factors are driving interest in landline phones.
Well, I think with recent outages, particularly with two in the past couple of weeks, consumer confidence has really been shattered, particularly in the 000 system. And people want to know that when they are hit with an emergency, they're going to be able to call 000 and they'll be able to get through. And clearly, this ongoing sort of discussion and debate around whether the 000 system works or doesn't work, and in what circumstances you need to have it, you know, an app to back up your access to emergency system or a landline, or whether you need to have multiple providers. I mean, these have all been ongoing discussions in the Australian community in recent weeks. And I guess the issue is we really need to shore up confidence in the system that's there rather than ask consumers to make a workaround, because it shouldn't be up to them to have to try and ensure that they can access 000 when they need it.
How has the decline of trust in mobile and internet providers influenced consumer behaviour around communication technology?
I think it has influenced behaviour. I think people feel as though they need multiple providers, as though they have to provide their own backup system. So I've heard from people in the regions, for instance, that they feel that they've got to have Starlink rather than other systems that might be more affordable because they're worried about connectivity. But the same sort of thing applies with mobile phones. I mean, people are concerned that if in their family there are three Optus phones, for instance, and Optus is out and there's no access to 000, they might need a Telstra one as well, because there have been those sorts of discussions ongoing in the public debate.
And with this resurgence of landline phones, what regions are you seeing this in mostly, and particularly like the age groups and the type of people?
Yeah, look, we understand there has been a bit of a resurgence amongst younger people, and I think...
Oh, really? I always thought the older people used the...
I think it's the older people encouraging younger people to revert back to the system they used to use that they knew was reliable. And I think when people are feeling a bit undermined in their confidence in the system working for them, and mobiles maybe not being as assured as they thought they were, they're now thinking, well, our best option is to go back to basics. I'm not sure that's the answer, to be honest. I think, you know, landlines and payphones are of a bygone era, really. And yes, we've got the infrastructure, the terrestrial infrastructure that enables those connections to continue. But the future direction is really going to be that plus satellite to mobile or satellite to device technology, which will enable, you know, text messaging, voice messaging, and eventually data. So I'm not sure that the landline option is necessarily more secure than having, you know, multi systems that enable people to connect.
But many people do say it's very reliable and it's more a secure form of connecting compared to mobile networks. What would you say to that?
Well, I think if there's the terrestrial infrastructure in place, then definitely it is a very secure option. There's no doubt about that. But you know, I guess there's the security of having multiple layers of these things. So if the terrestrial networks go out, and we know they do in weather emergencies, for instance, the power goes out, or you
Yes.
know, lines are you know, destroyed, or you know, there's water saturation of you know, pits that carry the wires to homes and that sort of thing. I mean, there are always these sorts of contingencies, and I guess that's the environment we live in at the moment. We've got multiple challenges, and we need to be able to meet those. So it's about sort of getting the mix of services and capability that will meet the broadest possible needs around Australia. And it's a geographically challenging country to service as well. So that's another factor.
So, do you think that this resurgence is going to be a temporary one, or quite possibly could be permanent?
Look, it can be a permanent thing. It's not, we would like to see ongoing investment in the terrestrial networks. So, I mean, I think as far as we can see at the moment, that will continue to be the case. And certainly, you know, the telcos are required to invest in those networks and will continue to do so, even if we have satellite to mobile technology. So, that's a pretty good option, and it's an option we'd like to keep because it's a security blanket. But we also want to see the other safety nets, and having, you know, that mobile to device technology is going to be an important safety net, as will mobile roaming for emergency services.
All right, Carol Bennett, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Thomas.
Carol Bennett, CEO of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, speaking there with Thomas Cooters.